Okay.
Ethernet.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. They don't post anything.
Yeah, we don't really post anything. I tried to get Aaron and Joe to do that, but they suck at life, so.
Now it's got glass and water on it.
Yeah,
that was the punchline of that joke. Hey, everybody.
Well, I bet you guys you wish you were here. Wow, it tells you where the golf courses
are?
Yeah,
it tells you where golf courses are because it's a Lexus. You probably golf.
Now for all you who are trying to, you know, pick out our car while we drive and blow out our tires.
We know.
We're in a Lexus.
You know we're in a Lexus.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, before we start moving, I'm going to go ahead and check to see which hellscape driving deathland of idiots
is the least dangerous. Well, I'm not that person. I'm Kyle Hagen.
I'm Kendrick Evans.
And Kendrick Evans is going to be Google Mapsing our drive home.
Just because I'd rather not die.
If you hear the rain in the background, it's Kendrick's fault.
That's true. I don't think I can remove that. I'm also not going to try.
But, I mean, I just wanted to let you know that it's mostly Kendrick's fault.
It's all my fault. Oh, my fault.
Okay.
Shit, so that was an interesting version of that song.
Oh, man. Looking at this pinned Memorial Day post makes me remember that we had a Memorial Day party.
Oh, I'm glad you remember. Anywho.
Because, like, I just love stuffed burgers always.
I never got a chance to try one.
I have a bunch. There's still a bunch of my parents' house.
No, I got to actually go down there.
I made katsu sauce.
Shit.
Can you tell me? It was inside the pineapple, the Hawaiian burgers. So,
yeah.
Can you tell me any of the ingredients in katsu sauce or what it should taste like based on, or do you want to guess? Do you want to tell me the ingredients?
If I remember correctly for katsu sauce, isn't it, it's like soy sauce, fish sauce, and...
That's not what I made.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of something else then.
It's Worcestershire, ketchup, sugar, water, salt, chicken bouillon, white pepper, garlic powder, a little bit of Tabasco, and some cornstarch and water to thicken it up.
That's an interesting interpretation of katsu sauce.
I don't know. Katsu sauce is a Hawaiian sauce, though, isn't it?
I think it's Japanese based on the name.
Oh, that's racist.
Because katsu doesn't sound like a Hawaiian name to me, but...
What do you think it would taste like?
I think it would taste in a, like a sweet savory kind of...
Yeah, it was
almost a teriyaki-esque kind of thing.
Pretty good.
That's a lot going on in a sauce, though.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting because there's a shitload of ketchup. Like, a cup of ketchup is a lot of ketchup.
That's a lot of ketchup.
A cup of sugar in there is a lot of sugar,
too. Oh, you didn't tell me the
Oh, yeah. So it's a cup of ketchup and a cup of sugar, and everything else is half cups or less.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, that's a very sweet sauce.
It's pretty tasty, and I put it inside the Hawaiian burgers. And the Hawaiian burgers, just in case you want to know, Kyle's recipe minute.
Kyle's recipe
is,
minute with Kyle.
A quarter pound patty flattened out a little bit with a little dimple in the middle, about the size of your palm, or the part of your palm. What is that called?
The heel
of your palm.
The heel of your palm.
Then I put pulled pork from Dickie's. I didn't make my own pulled pork. I got barbecue pork from a barbecue place. It wasn't seasoned at all, or it wasn't barbecue sauce. It was just pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
And then I put slices of pineapple in it, and I put the katsu sauce in, and I basically took another half of a quarter pound patty, flattened it out, and like wrapped it all in itself, and rolled it into a ball, and then flattened it back out, and I grilled it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty delicious because the pineapple was super sweet.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like it'd be a very sweet but also savory burger.
Yeah,
it's water.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Whoa.
Wasn't that cool?
That was really cool.
Yeah, that's why I gunned it.
You have a gun?
Yeah, I've got a gun right here. Cue a really lame gun sound effect. At this point, I kind of want to challenge future Kendrick. I hope he has a really shitty day and he's brightened by it.
We should do a list right now. Oh, your top 10 or your.
Oh, fuck, I didn't get a chance to pull that up. I mean, we could pull it up and it's just, you could just
interesting
hit
lists of stuff.
I didn't get a chance to assemble it, but you can look at it if you want.
This is lame. Okay. Let's think about this.
Are we friends on YouTube?
I mean, we probably could be.
I'm just saying you could pull. I could hand you my phone, or you could pull up my. If you know me, you can see what I'm following. I think, right? I think my subscriber list is considered.
What is your username, Kendrick?
It's
wow,
probably
look at you.
Yeah, I came wide because I did not trust that guy.
Okay, fair enough.
Did you see him?
No.
Did.
Is he a black?
No. He's gray.
No, that was a joke from last time, if you guys remember.
Oh, yeah.
It was the 30 Rock thing.
Yep. But he's also in a gray car, which made it funnier.
But it was, like, also not me being racist, so you don't need to, like, you know, get mad
so
at us.
So racist.
You don't need to sue us. What's your username?
I don't actually know. It's through my Google, so it's probably my email address. See, that's what they do when they go nuts. Do you see that? They were going ham on
Kenny
it.
Can you Enix?
Probably that one, actually, if you already found it.
How do I spell Kennington?
Carefully.
Okay, we're going to do a different list.
Can you just go to your friends?
I don't know. You have to follow people.
Oh, we're not followers?
Yeah, I don't follow. I don't, like, not subscribe to
your
channel.
Try looking for my email address. Kendrick.ev.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I could just hand you my phone.
Yeah, that works. Let's do that.
Because I think you could just go to
So this is what happens when you don't, like, plan ahead.
Go to the YouTube app.
YouTube app. What phone is this?
The S Galaxy.
Is it this one?
That's a playlist. Go to, just open the app drawer.
Go to the app drawer.
Do you want me to just clear it? I'll catch up. I'll catch up later.
YouTube in the U section.
Yep.
For tubes.
Or the Y. I'm going to get like a million messages.
She said.
That's fine. Don't.
You don't want me to read it?
Not really.
Are you sure? Oh, YouTube Red. Look at you go.
Yeah, I got it because I did the music.
All right. Thing. So right. We're going to go through Kendrick's holy
this
shit.
This is where you're going to find out all of the stuff that I'm subscribed to and all the things that we blatantly plagiarize.
Okie dokie then. Yeah. So first
right
one.
Right off the top.
First one. Most relevant. This is in the order of most relevant.
Is it?
Yes.
It's the ones that I fucking watched the most.
We can choose most relevant, new activity, or A to Z. And I think most relevant is funny.
That'd be good.
All right. First one, Game Grumps.
Yeah, gasp.
So
I binge watch those all the time at work, and I don't really watch them. I just listen to their shenanigans. Yep.
That's Game Grumps is really good for that because they play a lot of games that you already played before, maybe, or maybe even games you haven't.
Well, they also play games in a way that infuriate me, so it's more fun to just listen to their banter.
Why do they? What's the infuriating?
Oh, well, they just suck at them. Okay,
that's fair.
So we were watching actually with Susie on another one on the Game Grumps. She was playing that cooking game, Hard Boiled or whatever it was.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It's a cooperative cooking game.
Okay.
And her and Barry were just so fucking bad at it that I showed Kate the video, and then we went and bought the game and then played it the whole way through just to show that it wasn't that hard and they were retarded.
And that's what you were doing with when we were playing Snipper Clips too, right? You're like watching us play it versus watching them play it.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah. That was amusing.
Well, Game Grumps is pretty fun though. If you guys do like humor in video games, it's a pretty good site. And they do lots of other stuff too.
That's their one of their four channels too.
Yeah, and they they have CDs and bands and like they're all into improv comedy.
They bring
into
Sex Party and stuff.
Yeah.
So
they're coming to Colorado.
Yeah,
in September.
That's what I heard.
And we all got tickets for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know you guys did that.
You can do it still. It's not seated.
I know. I was thinking about doing it, but I wasn't sure.
It was with Joe and Laura, and they invited us, me and Amy, because they got four.
That's cool.
All right, next one. Skullagrim.
Skullagrim. He is a Hema nerd.
Hema nerd.
He's strictly a PM martial arts off of two
episodes
ago.
It's almost like we did an episode on that.
Yeah. He's a nerd. He's Canadian, but he's from Denmark, I think. But he's just a total fucking nerd. And he 8 years ago or something like that, he started his YouTube channel, and he was a huge nerd. Like, he'd make fun of him, pull up his pants, pull his wedgie him. Nerd, but he's like grown up and now he's a fucking weirdo, but he's got actual some like relevance and people listen to him sometimes on the internet. He's got like a huge following now.
So he's like an authority nerd?
Yeah. He's just kind of funny. And he's the one who did the whole end him rightly bit. He was the one who popularized that where they talk about unscrewing the pommel and throwing it at your opponent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He didn't come up with that, but he's the one who brought it to like, he was the one who had the picture.
Oh, okay.
Found the picture in the manuscript and was showing it to people. And it became his meme. End him rightly was his meme. He didn't want it, but it was he started it.
Interesting. Okay, so Skullagrim is, or Skullagrim.
Yeah.
Skullagrim. Is a person you should watch, or maybe you
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of fun.
Into Hema, or like he's, that kind of thing.
He's kind of hit or miss. He does lots of random weird shit, but he often does weapon reviews, and sometimes has some sparring videos.
Okay.
It's a bit niche, but it's if you want to hear a nerd talk about Hema stuff, he's a nerd who talks about Hema
passionate
stuff.
Passionate nerd stuff's never a
he's
bad
pretty,
way to go.
He's pretty passionate about it, and he's got a pretty good sense of humor overall. He makes me
All right,
smile.
Next one is AVE.
So that's that machinist.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Go and Fuck Your Hat.
Go and Fuck Your Hat, yeah.
Okay.
He's the reason I say that now.
And actually really enjoyed it. We binge-watched his stuff for a while.
He's
like,
fucking smart.
You'll sit there and like someone will show you AVE, and I don't know the guy's name, but...
I don't either.
They'll show you an episode, and you're like, oh, that was kind of cool, and then like it'll play.
Empire
and you
Dirt
keep going.
Bumfucker. Bumblefucker.
And you keep going. And yeah, like you're entertained by his, like... His speech patterns,
he's really amusing. He's really smart. He edits his videos in a way that makes them, engaging. He's got a lot of just tool porn. He does a really good mix of tool porn and stupid jokes. And
tutorials. He was talking about how to solder or how to weld.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really cool video.
And he does disassemblies and stuff, takes tools apart, talks about, like, the build quality and shit.
Those
I feel like
so
I know so
cool.
much more about engineering and mechanical stuff than I ever would have. Just from watching him describe how he tests for whether plastic is impregnated with glass fibers.
And then, like, I think the one I saw was, like, a linear actuator one.
Yeah, and he was, like, just jizzing his pants about
it. Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah. Watching him get excited is extremely amusing.
All right, the next one is Grant Thompson, the King of Random.
Yeah, so King of Random does just a whole... That's the guy... I just posted that video of him with that solar laser death beam thing.
Oh, okay.
He just builds random shit, and he's been doing it for, like, 6 years now, and so he's got, like, DeWalt fucking sponsorship now, and he's, like, it's his main fucking... Source of income. Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
And so he's another. All these YouTubers I watch, I'm like, damn, these guys, like, they got it made. And he,
did you know that if you hit 11,000 views in general on your channel,
yeah,
you can get paid ads in your channel.
That's cool.
Yeah, I figured that out because the shop's doing YouTube now,
and it's like, hey,
they're at like 5,000. So,
yeah, he King of Random, he just builds neat shit. Like he's one of the ones who did a big backyard furnace or like forge thing where he was making a. He took some. Like, what is it, the flame-resistant wool, the insulation wool, and hooked up some propane to the thing and put it in, like, a big pot and just made these. He was smelting copper
in his backyard. In his backyard?
Yeah. Sweet. And, like, almost burning his house down every 10 minutes. And, like, he made gunpowder. He just does all this neat shit and wears a lab coat that's mostly on fire.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All right, the next one is one I know, Pogo.
Yeah.
Pogo is pretty sweet.
Pogo, he actually just did a live stream where he talked about his methodology for making music, and it showed him making stuff, and you're like, man, he makes it look so easy. He does weird electronica. I don't know what to call it. I never know how to actually categorize his music. It's synth music, but his stuff builds a lot of it sampling from movies. So you do a bunch of Disney movies, and he'll, like, auto-tune them, so he'll make them be singing different things.
Like, this one's called Data and Picard. Like, he basically takes, like, sound clips of Data and Picard and does
it. Jalal.
Is that one?
Yeah, that's one of the ones in there. Like, he takes lines and converts them into lyrics, basically. And he's a master. I mean, he's great. He's a weird Australian dude. Super weird.
But it's, like, super awesome to just stream
super
listen
hypnotic.
To.
Like, it's super hypnotic. Mm-hmm. It's very loop-intensive kind of stuff.
All right, so definitely Pogo is a good channel to listen to.
Definitely,
kind of looking.
He's not super active anymore, but just go and take a deep cut through his catalog, and you'll find some neat old shit. You can sit there and like Nicey Zuzu was how I first found him, and that's an old Mighty Boosh joke. And he made a thing, and it's amazing.
So the next one is going to be Tested.
Yeah,
Tested is Adam, whatever, right?
Adam Savage.
Adam Savage's channel.
He's one of the guys on it. It's mostly a couple of other nerds. I'm not super duper jazzed. You want to check, see how the levels are for that?
Yeah.
That's going to be some
it's like
meter.
Super loud.
Yeah. I can
make sure this.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you turn it down, if it's maxing out, then it's a problem. But if it's not maxing out,
it's not maxing out.
I have to.
All right. Sorry for that,
folks.
Well,
sorry, everybody. Hopefully Kendrick at home figured out how to balance all these levels and make it all sound not shitty.
If not, we'll just go through his playlist again.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Tested.
So Tested, there's two nerd. It's like four or five people on it, really. And one of them is like a special effects guy. He actually does it for a living. And his stuff are always like, yeah, so I made this foam hammer based off of a hammer that my great-grandfather had. And then here's how I did it. And you watch it, like, I could do that. And when you try it, it would, like, catch fire and you lose a toe.
And you're like, I wasn't even using something that's flammable.
How are you so good, but you make it so look so easy? And then, like, you got Adam Savage, who does the exact same thing. He's like, so I just started with some MDF, and then I carved it, and then now I have this perfect firing replica of a gun that shoots lasers. And you're like,
they did
it took me, like, 45 minutes.
They did a lot of stuff, too, like, the, like, Adam Savage on that channel did, like, the Lego thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
he's done all kinds of
shit. The Tested channel is really cool.
But the problem is, the other two guys, like, the three guys are just kind of lame. Like, their interviews, they kind of ask weird questions. Their podcast is, like, an hour and a half long, and it doesn't, it's like ours, but nerdier. And rambles for three times as long.
So you're welcome, everyone.
Yeah, we cut it a lot short. And so about three quarters of that channel I just don't watch. I just don't. It's just...
Okay, because the next one you do watch a lot, which is Michael Cthulhu.
Yeah, Michael Cthulhu. I'm actually a patron of his on Patreon.
Meaning he, like, you know...
I donate him money every time he...
What does an old patron do?
Well, an old patron would be, like a traditional patron would be someone who supports an artist, right? But... A lot of times, like, at the height of it, you have a musician or whoever basically living in your house.
Yeah, okay.
Or you'd be,
that's what
yeah.
I thought. He's not doing that.
No, but it's in the 21st century, it's less weird now, so I just send him money every time he does a thing. And he makes the giant swords. He makes, like, he just finished the Buster sword from Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, cool.
With a fully functional cylinder. and trigger. Double action trigger.
Does it actually shoot stuff?
It doesn't shoot stuff, because as you pointed out, it doesn't in the game either. It just does it. So he had a machinist buddy build out some of the machine parts, because it's too precise for his methods. He couldn't get it to all line up right. But the other guy, who's a gunsmith and a machinist, built...
A gunblade never shoots anything?
Yeah, and there's no projectiles come out of it.
Is it like
just
shoot magic?
It just explodes. And there's not really a good explanation as to what the fuck it does.
You, like, pull the trigger when you're hitting someone or
something? Yeah, it is a timing thing. If you hit the trigger right, it explodes. But there's no barrel. The cylinder just goes into the blade, so there's no way to shoot it. And he remembers, he mentioned it a couple times, like, I don't know why you'd want this, but I guess it explodes.
But then
the machinist guy who helped him, who builds guns, scaled up basically a simpler version of, like, a J-frame Ruger, kind of. Like a simple revolver.
Yeah.
He scaled it up to, like, four times the size of a fucking, like, Colt Python size, like, big fuck-off gun.
Yeah.
He's made this giant fucking cylinder out of steel. The thing is, it's like one of the heavier swords he's made, even though it's not that big, just because it's huge. So, yeah.
So, Michael Cthulhu,
absolutely follow him. He's a delightful, crazy Irish person. He's a legit, insane Irish person.
Who builds giant weapons
based on video games.
Okay, cool.
And then smashes things with them. I got him to say happy birthday to my brothers and sister.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
Is it on his channel?
No, it's a private video. I can send it to you. But because I donate enough, that's one of the perks that you can have him do that every once in a while. Record a personal video for you.
Sweet. American Enterprise Institute is the next one.
Yeah, that's a fairly right-wing, not quite libertarian, but pretty right-wing political channel. Okay. I don't really... Every now and then they have an interesting thing, but a lot of it's pretty bloviating nonsense.
Okay.
That's actually when I'm probably going to unfollow.
Should we unfollow right now?
No.
Okay.
I just saw one thing on there.
Okay. Okay, so that one's not too crazy.
It's just a political one. If you want right-wing political commentary, it's a good one. There are a couple, like, what they do is they'll often broadcast these live panels where they'll get seven people on a topic. Like, they talked about carbon... what was it? Carbon credits as a flat tax instead of existing pollution regulations.
Okay.
And as a simplification. And they had the one guy who was like, yes, we could do this because we'd end up making more money for the government. Whatever, it's great. This is good. Go away to cut pollution. And then every viewpoint in the middle on the other side where the guy just was basically sitting there shouting about how taxes were immoral and didn't, like, contribute anything.
So that sounds like a bad video to watch.
Well, no, it was interesting because they each got to talk for a certain amount of time and then they discussed at the end.
Oh, okay.
And they all fucking hated each other. But they all had cogent points, except that both extremes, of course, had, like, sure, nonsense. Yeah. But they all had fairly cogent points in the middle, and there was a fair representation of people there, but it was still pretty skewed into conservative and libertarian ideologies.
Okay.
I don't know if that's necessarily exclusively their fault or just that other people don't want to go there.
Sure.
For fear of being, I don't know.
So, right-wing kind of YouTube.
Fairly right-wing, more libertarian than right-wing. Somewhere between libertarian and right-wing, kind of both.
Okay. All right, the next one is Jorg Sprave.
Jorg Sprav. And he is the slingshot guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the slingshot guy. I love him.
He's so cool.
If you're not following him, just follow him. Don't even bother. Just look up the slingshot channel and you'll find him immediately. And he makes slingshots. He just weaponized Legos again. This time with a blowgun that shoots Legos with a nail in it. Hard enough to go through helmets. Like
a blowgun?
Yeah, because fuck it. Like, he does all kinds of stuff. Like, he also talks about gun laws in Germany and how hard it is to get some of the stuff. But, so he couldn't make a compressed air gun to shoot it, because that would be considered a gun. But he can build a scientific, an experiment apparatus, like a scientific measurement device, mm-hmm. which is basically a gun attached to a bench. So he built that to shoot Lego pieces attached to nails
at helmets.
At whatever he wants.
This guy's truck is kind of smoky.
Someone's car is on fire here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and turn this on.
Okay, okay. So, definitely follow the Slingshot
guy. Oh, absolutely follow Slingshot.
I've actually been a fan of his work recently.
He's great.
The spinner thing was pretty cool.
He just had the weaponized spinner with the fucking razor blades on it, or the circular cutter blades. And he just did another one where he reviewed a dart, or an arrow gun, that, again, due to German, an idiosyncrasy in German weapon laws, he's got, that's not even like rolling coal, he's just straight up burning oil. He reviewed a weapon that is not regulated at all and is completely legal for purchase by anybody at all in Germany, except that it's like $1,200, that shoots arrows using compressed air at speeds such that he can easily and consistently hit, like, you know, 6 or 8 inch targets at 100 meters.
Wow. That's crazy.
It looks like a fucking rifle, but here's the trick. It's not got a barrel. It has a tube that the arrow slides over. So it doesn't have a barrel to be a projectile, so it's perfectly legal. They make that same company makes a version that has a removable barrel. You can put another one on and put BBs in. That's illegal in Germany.
Hmm.
So they tap the barrel, and you can't remove it, and that's...
We have a shitload more to go through.
Yeah, so I know. Well, that. we'll probably just hit the top ones.
Okay. Iraq Vet 888 is the next one.
Yeah, those are some guys out of Georgia. They're a bunch of gun nuts, and they're my favorite gun nuts because they're not just rah-rah gun nuts. They are, like, extremely helpful and educational, and they talk about all kinds of history and how-to videos and basic safety up to, like, turns for guns. They have their 5-gun videos they talk about. Well, they'll take 6 guns. They always have 6 because they're bad at math. That's the joke. They're from Georgia. And they're just these super polite, super chill guys that used to work in a pawn shop and teaching people about guns. And they've got these really interesting videos, and sometimes they have some antique pieces. Sometimes they'll do burnout videos where they'll take a gun and they'll just get as much ammo as they can and then just shoot it until it doesn't work anymore. They did it with, like, an AK-47, and it basically got red hot before it started failing.
Hmm.
They did it with a Mosin, and they just fired it, and then they took it and they tied it to the bed of a truck and drug it through mud for about 20 minutes and threw it in a river for a couple of days and pulled it out and then put a bullet in it and fired it. Like,
wow.
They just do goofy shit like that. But they're also, like, super safe. They have a specific dedicated range. They're always, like, so it's, like, it's just kind of funny to see some super responsible but very educational and fun rednecks.
Yeah, I agree. Probably a good channel to go to if you like
it. It's a fun one, yeah.
The Hippie Cat is the next one.
She is a developer out of, I think, California. She's this really soft-spoken, I want to say recent grad, but she's probably been out of school for a few years now. I think she works at a video game company, but I can't remember for sure. I've watched her videos out of order. She started when she was in college.
What are they about?
It's programming. She's a software developer, so she talks about basic programming concepts and sophisticated programming concepts, and she does a lot of blogging with it, too, vlogging. But she just finished a thing about pathfinding, like how to get from point A to point B in video games and what algorithms to use. But, like, from a very simple concept of what does it even mean to do pathfinding? What is, you know, what's depth first versus breadth first? What do these concepts even say? And she goes really simple and very slow and kind of repetitive. So I mostly watch it because I wanted to accumulate a good understanding of videos I could send to total novices. Who are like, what the fuck is an A-star algorithm? I could be like, go watch these 4 YouTube videos. This nice young lady.
Yeah, no idea what that is. I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, so you watch the 4 videos that lead up to what it is, and you now understand basically how AI in games work.
Hmm.
Like how pathfinding, like how you notice if you click Heroes of the Storm, for example, you click, I want to go here, and it goes there somehow.
Yeah.
It goes there via the optimal path, and this is how,
like,
it figures
not,
out.
Like, not trying to go, like, trying to go around obstacles and measuring distances, that's the fastest way. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's interesting. Hippie Cat.
Yeah.
Go to that if you want to learn about stuff. Lindy Beige.
Lindy Beige is a British nerd who is a super historian, like history geek out the wazoo, whose much of his videos are complaining about the issues with role playing game systems and why they're wrong.
Sweet.
Because he's a big role-playing nut as well, and he has a whole bunch of problems with, like, how initiative works and how turns work, and like, he goes on and on and on. He's the most long-winded son of a bitch you ever heard, but he's a delightfully strange, self-deprecating Englishman, and he's delightful. He also is active in the HEMA community and has enough to be sort of dangerous on that one. Like, he knows kind of what he's talking about and won't usually overstep what he knows, but he also goes to, like, archaeological sites and, like,
so an archaeological RPG nerd who criticizes RPGs and does some human stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And is just a delightful old school British dork.
All right, Blood and Iron HEMA.
Blood and Iron HEMA is actually a place where Skull goes to train, and that's how I found out about them.
Okay.
And they're another HEMA group out of Canada. They're one of the larger schools, I guess, up there, at least more popular. They do technique videos. That's probably not super interesting unless you want to actually learn HEMA stuff.
Sure.
And they show how techniques are done in the German style.
Okay. So, like, learning.
I don't know how they are. I mean, I know my group's parent group doesn't like them, but I couldn't figure out why. An email came out that was very confusingly worded, and I still, it was something about sexism in HEMA, which, I mean, sexism in martial arts is definitely a problem. That is, it's a problem. I don't have an answer or anything pithy about that. It's kind of a boys' club in a lot of ways, and that's a problem. I guess there was some alliance that was supposed to be against sexism and probably racism too, and Blood and Iron wasn't in it, so that meant that they're sexist and racist. I don't know what the deal is. It is a husband and wife team, I think, that run it, and there's a lot of men and women in the videos. But I like them. They're pretty cool. They're pretty chill.
And Scald.
Scald trains there. So.
Okay. So PragerU.
PragerU is another conservative blog thing. They're super hit or miss, because sometimes they're super libertarian, capitalist-minded thing that are kind of fun. They talk about that. But then sometimes there's this weird, random, ultra-religious shit. That's like, out of nowhere, it's like, why abortions are immoral? You're like, well, like, what?
Where did this
come And then
from?
It would go back to, like, why we should have good ties with Israel. And you're like, okay. Uh-huh. And then it was like, but, and then, like, okay.
Like the
but
guy
then
who
was like,
snips the clip of pornography in the, like, reel for, like, old movies. Yeah. And you're just like, flash. And you're like, wait, what was that?
But then you're like, we should have a good relationship with Israel. Like, yeah, because it's the Holy Land. Oh, okay. But then the other part's like, here's why a strong dollar is a problem given these international whatever. And you're like, okay. And it's like, here's what how Bitcoin's going to disrupt the economics. Okay. Here's why this other thing. And you're like, oh, okay. It's just super hit or miss on that one. But when it's good, it's really nice, concise 60-second videos sometimes of here's this viewpoint about what's going on here or what's going on there or whatever. So
William Jakespeare.
He's a prop maker. I forgot I subscribed to him for a while because he was super dormant. But he makes shitloads of things out of foam. He made his whole fan film. Where he built a Star Wars battle droid, one of the old annoying ones, completely out of foam.
Cool.
And painted it, and it looked okay. I mean, it was kind of shitty, but his whole thing is, I've got a convention to go to in 24 hours. What can I do with hot glue and foam? And then he does it, and you're like, hot damn, that's impressive.
Okay.
He always looks like he's about to pass out, though, so it's a little sleepy watching him. But if you want to see some people, see a guy put together some pretty astonishing, like, weapons and things out of foam with just a craft knife and a Dremel tool and some glue and a heat gun, he's a good guy.
Colin Noir
is the most contrived fake name I've ever heard in my life, but he is another gun nut.
Okay.
And he is he's this extremely well-spoken, his videos are very slickly edited, dude who he's just a total gun nut, and he's like all ripped, and I really like listening. I could just sit here and listen to him talk about whatever. He's just got one of those silky smooth voices.
Okay.
And he's just always excited about whatever guns. He just recently posted a video of, where he was at some gun show, and he was hanging out with one of the guys who makes a lot of movie guns, and they had the on the wall they had a whole bunch of John Wick 2. I was like, John Hurt's a thing. That's not what I'm talking about.
I can't not say it. Oh, God.
Oh, God. And I was like, yeah, John Hart. John Hart. John. Yeah, he did have
so
the John Wick 2 AR.
Dreamy voice, gun nut, kind of.
And he was like, just jizzing his pants over. That's great.
Barry Van Over's Martial Arts Management Group.
That's a martial arts group that Gary's a big fan of. They talk a lot about managing a martial arts school. Okay. I haven't really watched a lot of that since I got out of Evergreen.
And then a better one, Enter the Dojo show.
Enter the Dojo is another somewhat dormant one. They actually bust out a new video every time there's something controversial. I'm waiting for the latest Trump one to come out or something. But he's been doing a lot of like collabs with people. But Enter the Dojo is Master Ken. And it's the art of a meritote, where every martial art has its weaknesses, except for ours. And it was a web series that kind of petered out, lost funding, and so now it's just a bunch of web shorts. And absolutely hilarious. Go watch it, even if you're not a big martial arts.
It's absolutely hilarious.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Principal Martial Art Motion.
That is a guy that one of my roommates trained with in New Zealand.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, I think he was New Zealand, not Australia. He's in Australia now. And he talks a lot about more HEMA stuff. My videos are pretty HEMA and gun.
Schizophrenia Productions.
Yeah, those are that's Marlon Webb's channel now.
Who's that?
Marlon Webb was the a Viner. He was the
I know who that is. Yeah,
it's not good.
Okay.
I keep waiting for it to be good, and it's just they're really good at the short form, and they've not quite figured out the longer.
The YouTube
thing. The 3-minute. I mean, they're really good at 30 seconds. Right?
Rashad Santiago. I like Rashad.
He's been super busy. I mean, super dormant. I forgot I was following him.
Rashad is the guy from Face Off, and he was in Denver for a Comic Con one time, and we got to hang out a little bit. So.
Yeah, he's a super cool dude. I don't know if he's done anything recently, but I haven't seen him do anything on his channel lately. So.
He says something about a Gremlin, but the next one is...
Oh, that's right, his Gremlins. He's doing a Gremlins fan film, because the Godzilla fan film falling apart wasn't enough falling apart for him for some reason. I don't know why.
Did it fall apart again?
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they have the right to do that is the problem. They're like, we're going to make a fan film with IP. It's like, I don't, like, Axanar just got busted for that.
Who?
Star Trek fan film.
Oh, okay.
They just got their shit rocked for that.
Bad lip reading.
Oh, yeah, bad lip readings. Those are, that gold. Absolutely follow that. They do political stuff, they do sports stuff, they do Game of Thrones, Star Wars, they do goofy-ass songs, it's Bushes of Love.
Oh my god, such good.
Oh yeah, no, follow that, it's really good. Their sport ones are falling
Peter
into.
Schiff?
Peter Schiff is an economist who's a super Austrian school of economics, and he is increasingly insane. It's delightful. He's been sitting on the corner shouting about what's going to happen with economics for decades, and he's been like right, but he's so abrasive, no one cares.
Yeah.
And he's just been shouting and shouting and shouting. And then he just recently, like, his dad just got incarcerated somewhere. And like, for a while, he had, like, a big old crazy beard. And he was just shouting more crazy shit about why he wanted to live in Belize or something. I haven't watched him a lot because he also does these big-ass long videos that I don't really want to sink time into.
Why do you have Loot Crate Studios on here?
Following them got me a bonus thing somewhere, and I haven't unfollowed.
Okay. Aethernet. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. They don't post anything.
Yeah, we don't really post anything. I tried to get Aaron and Joe to do that, but they suck at life, so. Venerable 27.
That's my brother, and he hasn't posted anything in a decade.
SMBC Theater. Love it, man.
They haven't posted stuff in a long time.
No, they haven't, but their stuff's gold. It's just like any solid. Other kind of like old comedy channel.
It's right up there with Derek Comedy or...
you're thinking of Picnic Face and all those guys.
Yeah, Picnic Face.
The other one is... Britannic,
that's the one I was thinking of.
Explosive Entertainment, so Sign In to Happiness.
Sign In to Happiness, they also haven't been super active. You're getting down to ones that I never see anymore.
Joe Quick?
Same thing, so you're not super active.
Suburban Stage Monks 2?
That was a comedy group that some of Corwin's college buddies were in. Okay. I don't remember if they
Broke
were.
Broke Eats, I actually like that show.
Broke Eats, is that? That's
the one from SMBC Theater, but yeah. Totally Super Awesome?
I don't know. You were getting the ones where I don't remember now.
Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared?
Also has Super Dead.
Fanboys of Discontent, that's Chelsea's channel.
Yeah.
Or used to be. The Aquabats.
Yep, they don't do much either, but they're I fucking love Aquabats.
E-Economics, I remember that one.
E-Economics, that guy's a snarky son of a bitch. I love him a lot.
Skull Cave?
That was Skull's second channel he had for a little while, but decided there wasn't any point in maintaining two channels.
Sure. There's a Nintendo channel on here.
Yeah, I don't really click
anything. Lemonade Gabby.
I don't know what that is.
Rip Red Venom Hip Hop.
That is either.
Simple Fiction.
Some of these might have come about.
Simple Fiction looks like Chelsea's personal channel.
It could be. Some of these might be name changes, so I don't remember where they are. Some of them might have been.
The last one is Ren Scott, so.
Yeah, that Ren Scott.
There you go, folks.
There you go. Some of those might have just happened because someone else is using my YouTube channel.
Well, there you go. When you get down to the non-relevant ones, it seems like, you know, it's
the bottom is the Ren Scotts. Okay, well, there you go. How are we doing on time?
We're out of time.
Totally. Oh, yeah. That guess we've been sitting in shit traffic for a while.
Kendrick's,
There's mine. I guess YouTube, next time we'll do yours.
Yeah, we'll do mine. I was going to say, mine will be okay. It'll be, like, mostly board gaming things, but I don't even know if I have as many.
It's kind of funny. I didn't realize how insightful that would be about the stuff I like in my life. Like, that tells you a lot about the kind of shit that I like.
Maybe we should review other people's YouTube lists.
Oh, we should. If anyone
wants
to go
over... That could
be,
like, a new segment,
if anyone wants to go over your YouTube list...
Let us know, and we'll...
I guess let us know. That's a weird thing.
We'll do things.
What I find funny is, like, I don't follow any channels that do electro swing, but I listen to a shitload of electro swing.
On YouTube. Okay, well, you didn't... That's fucking out. You're never...
There's that building, by the way.
You mean what building?
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, thanks, everybody. This is Sit Sock. I hope
the rain's not too bad.
Please let us know if you want us to do this again, because I could see this being super fucking boring, but...
What, the...
The reading
characters. Oh, yeah, going through YouTube lists, let us know if you like it or not. That's another thing. And if not, then give us other lists to do, because I'm not a good prepared person.
I am not either, but send us a list and we'll review it. Check out the beat while we review it.
Whoa!
Don't leave us.